Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. We have a great show. Let's get started. Live in studio, we have a performance from Runner.
Yeah. we're gonna play a brand new song. It's untitled, so here we go.
Been wrapped up in your blues and worn out the soles of my dancing
we're going to play one called Walking It Off, which was the first song we ever released. So that's on our Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your stuff. You can find it there. It's like taking a slow drink for the first time in ages, feeling the hot smoke burning, oh, deep inside your sternum. It's shoes you haven't been wearing for no particular reason. They're in the corner and they're taking up space. Get rid of them. You don't need them to keep walking it off, walking it off. Keep on walking it off, walking it off. Sir, marry your daughter. She looks pretty. Is it all? Thanks so much to Radio Hell for having us, to Ben and Jay for helping out, helping us get all set up. Happy to be here.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is our last song. It's called Big Bite. It'll be the next one that we release, hopefully, at some point in the next month or so. So keep an eye out for that. We're Runner the Band. And yeah, thanks for listening. It's not a time for answers, it's a time for questions. Guess that you could call me unreliable, folding my hand in the game as the trumpets play in the dawn, the early light, unconsciousness sits in. Oh, but of course it does. God forbid I let someone. Take a big bite, step into the heart. Thank you. Cool. Thanks so much.
You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. You just heard a live performance from the band Runner. I'm Ben Lai. Thanks for tuning in. Jay Anner, sound engineer tonight. Do not go anywhere. I'll be back after these messages to chat with Runner. This is CITR.ca, 101.9 FM. Enjoy these messages. Be back very soon. Don't go anywhere.
Storytelling is powerful. Our stories carry personal and collective histories, build bridges of understanding, and shine light on unseen truths. Your story, your voice, your power. CITR and Discorder is excited to announce the release of 5 unique podcasts as a part of its Power and Voice podcast incubation program. Power and Voice is an entry-level educational program created by CITR to surpass traditional barriers to entry into the medium of spoken word radio and podcasting. The result is a series of podcasts demonstrating a wide diversity of work in genre, structure, and content. Tune in every day from April 14th to 18th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to hear Power and Voice storytellers share their stories on their own terms and in their own words.
Picture this. You're walking into your local record store and start skimming the many records until you find an album that you recognize. You pick out the album, check the track list, and maybe only recognize a couple songs. Now you have to listen to the whole album, right? Well, why not do it together? On Discali, every show runs you through an entire album and breaks down key parts and songs that make up an album's aesthetic, art, and story. I'm your host, Oliver, and join me every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in talking about all things music. Want to discover more albums, artists, record pressings, and concerts? I got you. That's every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., so tune in to Discali to discover different discographies and add to the musical discourse.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything.
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show. Or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
What do you love, and what do you love about it? My name is Ewan, and with I Love You Hour, I want to know. Come join me bi-weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to discuss music and the stories we connect to it, either in person, on the phone, or through messages at I Love You Hour on Instagram. That's I-L-U-V-U Hour on Instagram, or through email at iluvhour@gmail.com. If you love sharing music and telling stories, listen to I Love You Hour bi-weekly at CITR 101.9. And remember, I love you.
Thank you. Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby,
you a light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Narderword of Human Serviette and Doo-Doo-Loo-Doo.
Doo-Doo! Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for joining the program. I am now in studio with the band Runner, who just played live about 10 minutes ago started at the beginning of the hour. Welcome. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Thank you.
I'm doing great. Do you want to quickly introduce yourself to people out there in Radioland?
Yeah, for sure. I'm Kira from Runner, the band.
I'm Alex from Runner the Band.
He plays bass. Alex plays bass. Yeah. I sing and play guitar.
That's right. Hi there. My name is Mackenzie Knight. I play the guitar and vocals.
My name is Hayden Watson. I play drums.
Thanks so much for coming in. Yeah, sorry you have to share the microphone, but you know, just the band's gotta get more intimate and
just share
a mic. Can we maybe start with how this band got together, the history of it?
Yeah, totally. Hayden and Mac kind of had a project going, the two of them, and I had a few songs that I had written previously. That I'd never played live, they'd never seen the light of day, so I asked them if they would help me out and see if we could get something going with those songs. And they did, and that was about 2 years ago now. So, yeah, and then we met Alex through the warehouse studio where all three of us, Hayden and I and Alex, worked. And so it just kind of came together pretty naturally. And we've been, for about two years.
Were you all in other bands before, or this is...
Not really. Like, their project, I think. Yeah,
what was your project called?
Hayden and I, we played in a little duet called Tire Boys for a bit here in Vancouver. And previously, we played in a band where we come from in Manitoba.
Oh.
Since we were, like, 16 or something, we've been playing together for 10-ish years.
Right.
Sorry, that was not.
So, did you say you came from Manitoba or the band called from Manitoba?
These two, Hayden and Mac, are from Manitoba.
Which part? I'm from Winnipeg.
Oh, yeah. I saw the Jets hat. Yeah.
Oh, look at that hat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're having a great year.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're from a town called Strathclair.
I don't think I know it.
Teeny tiny.
Hour northwest of Brandon. There's like
100,
200 people live there.
Nice.
Shout out Strathclair if anyone's listening.
Nice. And did you start playing music in Strathclair?
We did, we played in a band in high school together.
Yeah, I would say that's where it all started for me, for sure.
Nice. Were other people in the town playing music? Or is it like, how did you get into it? Your parents or your friends? Or?
My dad in particular is super musical, so I grew up playing drums and playing along with him. When he was practicing, he played in bands. And then I met Mac later in high school, and that's how we started playing together.
Right. And you both moved to Vancouver together, like, except different times? Or how did...
Yeah, I moved 10 years ago, and Mac moved...
I moved about, like, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah. It was... What...
The accent lives on...
Oh, yeah.
Did it took some convincing, or what, was it just like, it's you just like... I mean, I guess Vancouver is very nice.
It didn't take any convincing, really, to be honest. Yeah, no, I came out to visit Hayden about a year or two after he moved here, and then I kind of fell in love with the place, and it was kind of time for me to move on from where I was living anyways, so it made it an easy move.
Yeah, and Kieran says you're from Calgary originally?
I am, yes. I moved here almost, I think, 8 years ago now to go to SFU. And I did a couple years there and then kind of pivoted to the audio sphere. And now I'm back at SFU. So kind of an SFU sandwich for me.
Nice. Are you taking the same program? Well, I mean, probably not. But something totally different. Like, are you liking what you're doing?
Yeah, yeah. I started off in environmental science and I did like a couple years, but really I was just taking as many electives as I could and trying different things. And then I ended up taking a sound course that I really, really liked.
What does that involve, sound
course? It was kind of like the science of sound, but then also there was a bit of like the science of recording as well. And I, you know, I was really interested, really engaged. And I ended up going to a show, actually, at the Bourbon. Okay. Do you remember that place?
Yeah. Yep,
I think, yeah, the
now
Bourbon.
Now it's Arcade. It's the,
yeah, it's the Greta.
Greta, yeah.
Yeah, but I went to a show there and I ended up chatting with this person who worked at the school SAE, the School of Audio Engineering in North Vancouver. Okay. And I was like, oh, that would be such a cool thing to explore. Like, I was looking for an avenue to kind of gain confidence in my music and whatnot, because I felt like I couldn't do it on my own. I was like, oh, I gotta get in there, like find people to surround myself with that can help me out with this. And that kind of, you know, spoke to me. So I ended up dropping out of SFU for a couple of years and then taking their audio production and engineering program. And then that kind of opened up this whole world for me.
Right. So do you think that helped you with your music, like your own music as well?
Totally. Yeah. I think that if I hadn't have done that, I don't know if I would have, you know, gotten the confidence to put myself out there. Mm-hmm. Because it kind of like gave me a backdoor entrance or a side door. Mm-hmm. Because I started working in recording studios, which is how I kind of met these guys. And that was a game changer for sure, because it was a way to kind of observe before mm-hmm. I was and get my confidence up and find people who I could lean on.
Okay, cool. How do you write your songs, or do you write most of your songs? How did the songs happen in this band?
Well, the first ones, like the very first ones that we started playing, were songs I had written. And then I brought them to Hayden and Mac, and mm-hmm. they kind of helped with the instrumentation. And now it's kind of, it's similar. Like I'll have a melody and some vocals, some lyrics in mind, and then I'll bring it to these guys and they'll help me flesh it out and we'll do it. It's kind of more of a collaborative process now, which has been really mm-hmm. cool. It's been really cool to like, the more that we play as a band, the further, the better that gets, you know, and like the more we can have, everyone has sort of like a different music background, but it all like aligns really well. We've been finding.
Definitely flowing a little easier than it did when we first started.
Nice.
Yeah.
Songs
yeah.
come together like snap of a finger sometimes. It's great.
Yeah.
Do you get to record your songs in the studio that you work at? That's pretty nice.
We do,
it's a
yeah.
nice perk.
Very big perk, yeah. Hayden mixes and engineers all of our songs, which is incredible. And he's very, very talented. So if any bands out there are looking for a mixing engineer, hit him up. But yeah, it's that's an incredible privilege for us to be able to right. have that space.
Nice. Yeah. See that you have just a few singles, and you said you got a new one that's coming out. Is there any plan to put that in a collection, or is there like an EP or record coming, or is it just going to be a bunch of singles?
Yeah, we're in talks right now. We've been working on this frickin' EP.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
I'm going to leave the room now. So.
Yeah, please. we've been working on this EP for so long.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just been, probably since we've been a band, we've had it in mind. But Big Bite, we're hoping, will be the first single off of that EP.
Why took so long? What do you think?
Good question, Hayden.
Well, lately we're going back and forth between, are we going to do an EP? Are we going to do an album?
Right.
Are we going to do a music video? When are we going to do the music video? Where? What's it going to be? You know.
Have you sorted some of that out?
No, we could do it live right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're working on it. But I think we're leaning towards EP because, you know, debut album feels like it carries a lot of weight. And we want to do that right. And also, I think that now we feel better like writing together and working together as a band. It could be really fun to explore that in the context of an album and like a whole project. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we're thinking. I think it'll be EP, music video, you know, yeah, like something low budget music video.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't mean it has to be bad. There's like a lot of ideas. Yeah. Also, I mean, with phones and such, those cameras are, you know, better than a lot of the old.
It's so true.
Back in the old days. I know. Is there any particular music videos that you like that you like?
There's a couple. I think Alex has a couple.
I really like the Coffee music video by Runner. That one's great. Yeah, I don't know. There's a few. I like there's one video by an artist called Lukeman called Baby You're a Star. I like that type of
what's that about?
It's really simple and it's really charming and it's like kind of like looks bad and good at the same time.
Yeah, cool.
And it's like someone just like dancing at a bunch of kids. Like it's almost like a kid's talent show vibe. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like videos I like that sort of just like kind of one shot, but then they kind of switch between them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are kind of nice. I mean, in the old days, like back when, you know, like music video became first a thing, like some of the more famous one was just like Replacement has one where, you know, just a camera in front of it. A radio, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, it's cool. I feel like it doesn't have to be too crazy or anything, as long as it just like. I mean, that's why like I wasn't in. I mean, this was like before my time, but the Coffee music video, for Runner, sorry to plug it so much, but it's like it's so simple, but it's so good, and it like matches the song really well. So, yeah, I mean, just like that kind of energy.
Nice.
Nice.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I am in the studio with Runner, the band from Vancouver. You have shows coming up or some versions of shows?
We have a couple of versions of shows. Yeah. We've got one show coming up on April 19th with Emmett Jerome and Estelle Honeywell and the Honeywells. That one is at Green Auto, mm-hmm. I think, on the pop-up stage. So that'll be a really fun one. Pretty like high energy. We're gonna bring our dancing shoes for sure.
Oh, nice!
and then we've got another one at Green Auto on April 30th. Yes, thank you. With World's Greatest Dad, and Buddy, our friends. Shout out, Buddy, Dan, if you're listening.
Yeah.
That other show, we're playing a show like backing up our friend Dan from Buddy, who's got a project called DL Forest. And we're playing a show with him on May 17th. So that'll be kind of like a fun departure from the Runner stuff. But Dan is incredible. So that'll be really great.
Nice. Have you started practicing? Or how does that? I don't know how that works.
Yeah, we have.
Last night.
Okay. Yeah, it's been three nights of music. We had Runner practice and then practice with Dan. And then we've got the show tonight. So it's been great.
Yeah. Is that fun or is it easier, like just do you mix stuff up? I don't know. I don't play music, so I kind of feel like if I read one book and I read another one, I might get confused.
a little bit. Like, I think, I see what you mean. Start mixing up the characters. Yeah, I think it's kind of like, for me, I find lyrics stick the easiest.
Okay.
And with Dan, I'm just singing. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, great for me. But these guys are doing the heavy lifting with the instrumentation, so I'll let Mac or Hayden touch on that.
Well, I've been working with Dan on recording his project.
Okay. So you know it by heart.
Yeah, so I've listened to it a lot, and that's been really helpful for me to learn the songs because I kind of unintentionally learned them already.
Oh, nice. You know when if Dan is kind of missing a bit, he's like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't, so no
problem there. I know.
It's really fun. He's an awesome songwriter, so it's just like a pleasure to play with him and just play his songs and try and learn them as fast as possible, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's great. Love him. Yeah. Love his songs.
Yeah, sounds great. So before we play a little, actually I should probably load this up. How do people get a hold of you if they are interested, other than going to your shows?
Yeah, I come to our shows. We're pretty heavy on the Instagram. So Runner the Band on Instagram. And we have a website as well. You can reach out via the website. I think the website is www.runnertheband.com. And yeah, also, yeah, we have probably Instagram is the best way, but come to a show.
Yeah. Also, I guess, is anybody in the band an avid runner?
Oh, no, actually, that's a funny story. What's that? Are you a runner?
Anybody, yeah.
No.
I mean, like, once in a while. Yeah.
Is that the name? I mean, what is the name?
That's not the story. That's
not the story. Yeah.
Alex is like, I run sometimes.
I mean, from the bus.
Yeah. No, the name actually came from like a studio runner, like being a studio runner.
Okay.
So it's kind of an ode to that, like, back.
Okay, I get
it. I want to say it's an ode to the back door entrance, but I fear that that has a, you know, a connotation. Anyways, you know, get your minds out of the gutter. Yeah. Get my mind out of the gutter. Yikes. But
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
It kind of, like, all of us, Hayden and I and Alex, we were all studio runners at some point. And Alex is still currently a runner at the warehouse. Hayden, that's how Hayden started off. As a runner at the warehouse, and now he runs the place. So
yeah, he's a runner.
He's a runner. Okay, yeah, from runner,
different type
to a
of runner, show runner.
Yeah. Man, it's yeah, exactly. A very deep name for.
I know. Yeah, it's kind of it's got some layers. There's also an Alex G song called Runner, that's kind of like been an anthem, I think, for me and Alex. Yeah.
Nice. No, that's great. No, I didn't know. I just thought. Yeah.
Fun fact.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah,
fact.
No, we're all really big runners. Definitely.
You know, that's extremely healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good.
That's good for you. All right, we are gonna play a little game. We're gonna play a little bumper music.
What would you rather do?
Oh, no.
It's a very simple. I mean, it's would you rather. I have a deck of cards here, and I am just gonna get the band runner, to run around. No, to just pick a card, any card. If you don't like it, maybe just pick a different one, and maybe answer the would you rather question, and then maybe ask the band. Maybe we get a consensus
Okay.
Figure it out. I mean, the deck has like hundreds of cards. I feel like every time it's always the same five cards being picked.
We'll
take turn. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
And if it's really bad, then yeah, feel free to take another one.
See, let me just check to see how good this is. Okay. I mean, we're not runners. We're not super outdoorsy people, but this has outdoorsy sort of
perfect
themes. Would you rather go camping in a snowstorm or during a heat wave? Cool. Let's say, would you rather go on tour in a snowstorm or during a heat wave?
Snowstorm. Shout out Manitoba.
Absolutely snowstorm.
Snowstorm for sure. None of us are built for the heat.
I think I'd go heat storm, heat wave. Heat storm.
Heat storm.
Heat storm.
And snow wave.
Yeah, I feel like being cold is like, you know, kind of tolerable. Yeah.
And when you play sets, I guess you get warmer, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Exactly. Yeah, you definitely. But the heat, oh my god.
Depends if your band van has air conditioning.
Yeah, exactly. That's very true. Actually, that is very true.
Manitoba heat can be.
It's just as brutal as the cold.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. But, it's a dry heat.
It is. It is.
It's a dry cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I have one. I have a would you rather card here. Would you rather, this one's a ding, ding, ding. Would you rather, ding, ding, ding. Would you rather be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or have a movie made about your life?
Oh, man. Movie? Yeah, I want Timothy Chalamet to play me as Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say, I guess, movie. I don't know. Yeah, that's like, there's more people who
didn't specify
care about
what
that.
Kind of movie. You know,
a horror movie.
See, that's what I was thinking. I was like, we didn't specify about what type of movie here. It's just like.
Yeah. Yeah, what type of movie would you guys want?
It's a movie made about your life, it says. So your life, but a movie.
About my life right now?
It's a biopic.
You're fine, yeah. After I've made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh! Yeah.
So both.
True.
Yeah.
Would you rather both?
Sure. This is funny. Would you rather be a hunter-gatherer for your family or a farmer responsible for the feeding the family?
Oh, one more time.
Okay, would you rather be a hunter-gatherer for your family or a farmer responsible for feeding the community?
Oh, man.
Pressure's on.
Wow, that's
farmer. Shout out Manitoba.
Yeah. yeah. Hayden comes from a long line of farmers, so it's in his blood. I think hunter gatherer for my family, because then I'm not responsible for the whole community. It's just my family. But wow, what a question. Mm. Yeah. What about you? What do you think, Ben?
So this is assuming end of the world, I guess. is that what's happening?
Yeah.
I think I'll probably farm because doesn't that seem a bit easier in a way? Yeah. What if you can't, what if there are no berries? And you,
I'm thinking about, gathering, and hunting and gathering in Vancouver.
Can I kill a moose? I don't
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're eating like crows.
Or like even rabbits are tricky, I guess.
Yeah.
I think depends if you're good at, I don't know.
Depends on your skill set.
Yeah. I feel like farming seems a bit more. And then you get the community is in your debt.
True. A bit more opportunity for business there, I suppose.
Yeah. I don't know. Hmm. Yeah. It's tricky.
Oh. Okay. Hayden's got one. he's putting the headphones on.
It's a little less deep. Would you rather ski blindfolded or a snow tube with your hands tied behind your back?
Ooh. Alex,
I feel like if I was to ski regular, it'd probably be as bad as if I was to ski blindfolded. So I'll just take that one.
Alex is also legally blind.
Yes.
So he's illegally blind. Yeah. I think I would rather ski blind. I feel like less chance for injury if you're in a tube with your hands tied. I feel like if you're skiing.
Like an easy answer.
Yeah.
I'm tubing. I'm just gonna fetal position on that tube.
You gotta be good with skiing with no hands, and it's like, and there are like no mountains in Manitoba, so you two are screwed.
Yeah.
We have no idea.
If you're tubing in Manitoba, you're not really going anywhere.
You're just sitting there, sitting in an inner tube.
Oh, cross-country skiing with just hand tied.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually,
that'd be okay.
Oh, man, yeah.
All right, I'll do one for the whole band and see what happens. Let's see. Let's find a good one here. Yeah, this one is it's not that exciting.
Then you got to dig for them.
Which, it's okay, but I don't want to be picking. It's radio. I can't pick for too long. would you rather be trapped in space for 1 year? So I think sort of kind of happened with two of the astronauts.
I don't know if they're
trapped, but there's two people. Or, I guess, trapped in an underground lab for a year.
Oh. Oh, wow. I mean,
as soon as he said space, I was like, no way. I'm taking whatever is on the other one. And I just
underground
watched.
Lab, yeah.
I was just watching Lost, the show Lost.
Yeah. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you haven't seen it. Well, Underground Lab. I'm gonna go Underground Lab.
Yeah. So when you watch Lost, you're like, I want to go there.
Anywhere but space.
Yeah.
Wow, I kind of feel the opposite.
Really?
Yeah. When you said space, I was like, ooh, space. Sure. Yeah.
I can kind of see like if I'm gonna be trapped somewhere, might as well be somewhere different, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's just a year, you know you're coming back, you're safe. You know, it's a guaranteed, it's a done deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm taking space.
It depends on what kind of lab, underground spider lab.
Yeah.
Underground awesome lab. Just nothing but awesome.
I know, I don't like cotton candy lab, sure.
Yeah.
Pizza lab. It's like the Pizza Hut
Lab
Just make the new flavors.
yeah, exactly. I'm in the Pizza Hut secret underground lab. Yeah.
Oh man, how about you guys? Yeah, you.
Oh, I'd say. Well, I guess now that we're talking about fun labs, I would take the fun underground lab. If it's not fun, let's go space. Even though that sounds horribly terrifying. Thank you.
I think I'll go space.
Yeah, I think. Only thing is, like, the washroom in the lab would probably be better, easy to navigate.
True, there would be gravity in the lab.
Yeah, that's what I would in space. Yeah.
But it also it depends on like how far, how deep in space are we? Like, if we're orbiting the, I was gonna say orbiting the moon, but we don't do that, do we? We orbit the planet. Anyways, if you're orbiting.
It doesn't matter how far, because you're stuck there for a year, though.
Yeah, but if you go, like, really far into space, doesn't time kind of get all wacky?
I think that's only if you're traveling really fast.
Oh, yeah. So we're just stuck up there. We're just in one spot.
Yeah. Well, you'd be, like, you'd be orbiting the Earth or something. I guess you can go to Mars, but I don't think that makes...
Oh, like, within the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
It's not like Star Trek or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, how sci-fi.
Yeah, I mean, you're not coming back and suddenly everybody you know is like, 95 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't think I'll pick that one.
I know. It's like Interstellar, where there's that whole, man.
Well, you're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. This is not Space Talk. This is live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm in the studio with Runner, the band. Thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for playing live on the program.
Thank you so much. That was so fun. What a treat.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You can listen to the performance on our website, cit.ca, later on today or early tomorrow. Just do a search for Runner Radio Hell. Probably on the front page, you can listen to Runner's live performance that started about an hour ago. And you can relive the Would You Rather game. You can play at home if you want to if you want to play with your family. Feel free to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, chime in
and chime in. And thank you, Jay Arner, for being the sound engineer tonight. And coming up in 40 minutes' time, it's Copy Paste. It's 11 o'clock. Copy Paste. Stay tuned for Copy Paste. And we don't have a live band next week, because I might be away. And in 2 weeks, Palm Haze will be playing live on the air. Thank you so much. This has been Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell with Runner.